Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again. And as I was seeking the Lord laid a subject on my heart. He laid a scripture that every one of us are in desperate need of in the times in which we live. Certainly the unsaved are critically and crucially in need of this. But even for Christians, in the time in which we're living, there is a need to experience God's peace. We're going to be looking at a scripture found in Matthew, the 11th chapter. But beloved, for those of us who are up in years, you can remember a time when the busyness, the pace of everyday life was not at the level at which it is today. Everyone and everything is in such a hurry. Everything needs to be instantaneous. And as a result, this is not the normal condition of the human experience. And as a result, there's feelings of stress and anxiety and inability, all manner of negative things that we can experience emotionally because there's simply not the needed rest and peace that we need. It is available, but we have to seek after it. Now, what I want to share this week is the twofold rest of God. And the scripture we're going to be looking at are the words of Jesus found in Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 28 through 30. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Praise God. Before we begin, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, Lord, you see the spiritual, emotional, mental, physical state of everyone who's listening. And Lord, if ever there was a time that we need to enter into your rest, it is now. Lord, I sense in the Spirit there are so many that are weary. And Lord, with physical weariness, well, with sufficient rest and sleep, that can be overcome. The rest will provide the needed strength. But Lord, so much of the weariness that we as your people face today is due to the continuing pressures and trials and stresses that are the result of just living in this world. And so, Father, you see the particular needs of everyone listening. And Lord, we're asking that you would cause us to enter into that beautiful promise that Jesus gave us. He would not have promised it unless we could have it, unless we could achieve it. And so, Father, let your anointing be upon everyone who listens today, this week. Father, we just rebuke weariness and unrest and strife and unsettled issues in our minds, in our emotions. And Father, we pray that we'll be able to, regardless of whatever the engendering situation is that would keep us in stress or turmoil, Father, that we'll be able to give you every burden and that you will be able to cause us to enter into that beautiful, sacred, holy peace that you have promised to us. Lord, you made a difference between the Israelites and the Egyptians. So today, Lord, your people ought to be living testimonies, living epistles of the peace that passes all understanding that you will grant to your people. Father, we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Beloved, it seems that in the hour in which we're living, our mental state, our mental activity, our minds, unless we take authority and submit them and subdue them to the Word of God, they will be as a tyrant to us. Our minds insist, they make demands, they argue, they direct, and beloved, there is a solution given us by Jesus. The Lord really wants us to enter into His rest. The victory that we seek comes as we work from a position of rest. Now, did you ever think of that? So often we're seeking after the abundant life and victory, but this comes out of a position of peace and rest in Christ. And the rest we need is actually twofold. It is a rest that is given and a rest that is found. And these are the two types of rest that Jesus is actually discussing in those verses of 28 through 30 in Matthew, the 11th chapter. Every day, beloved, we are pressured by external as well as internal forces and circumstances that will bring turmoil to our lives if we allow them to. Jesus, however, has promised rest to His children, to those who believe in Him. And His rest, beloved, will bring that needed peace. I'm thinking right now of that beautiful psalm, the Shepherd Psalm, Psalm 23. He is our good shepherd. He causes us to lie down in green pastures and to drink beside still waters. Beloved sheep, they can't, if they get their wool wet, they can drown. That's why they don't like turbulent waters. They need quiet waters that are safe. And so, beloved, we need that as His sheep. We need rest for the soul. And what was Jesus speaking about in this passage? He was speaking of an inner peace and harmony that will come when we follow Him with all of our hearts. That's the first and foremost criterion. And then, it of course, then we have to do the things that Scripture admonishes us to do. We have to cast our cares upon the Lord. Why? Because He cares for us. The passage that I just shared from Matthew deals with the inner qualities of the soul of man, which characterized the lifestyle of Jesus. Remember, He was absolutely and unequivocally the Son of God, but He was absolutely man. Now, our finite minds cannot fully comprehend the fullness of what this means, but by faith we accept it. Jesus, once He began His public ministry, He was continually in ministry. There were unceasing demands upon Him. He had multitudes crowding around Him. He was preaching, He was teaching, He was healing. Yet, in spite of all the troubles, the conflicts, the pressure, He walked and demonstrated a serenity and an assurance that was reflecting His relationship with the Father. And He was our example, beloved. Oh, don't you wish? I long for that. I strive after it earnestly, but beloved, it's a constant battle and conflict to remain in that place of peace, because certainly the things that we face, the world, the flesh, the devil will bring up all manner of things to cause us turmoil and stress and a lack of peace and assurance and trust in God. Because no matter how you describe it, I mean, fear, we can understand, oh, well, we should only fear the Lord. But when you deal with stress and anxiety and the things that are part of our daily life as modern-day Christians, it is a form of fear in one of its forms, in one of perhaps more accepted, but it's still a characteristic of our soul that the Lord doesn't want us to be in. Will we be tested with it? Of course, but we have to be able to come to the Lord and say, Father, you're with me. You're holding my right hand. And with Jesus as your best friend, you and he can confront and face any difficulty that would come your way. The two kinds of rest that I'm talking about is rest for the spirit and rest for the soul. Now, we are a tripartite being. Paul talks about the whole man. Man is triune. We consist of spirit, soul, and body. And 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, "And the very God of peace," what a beautiful passage, "sanctify you wholly." Every bit of us, every part of us. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if our physical body is tired and weary, well, what do? We have to just rest. We need a time of relaxation. That's one of the reasons in his love he instituted the Sabbath principle, to take that seventh day as a day of rest, where we would not, even under that covenant ruling, if you will, the animals were to rest. They weren't to labor. And in fact, even the Sabbath rest that the land should have, even the land was given an opportunity to refresh and renew itself. And so Jesus wants to teach us about the supernatural rest he provides for the inner man. Beloved, there are two kinds of rest, both which are vital to the well-being of you and me. Well, my time has just flown by, and we're going to continue this. I just really sense that many, all of us actually, are in need of this in varying degrees. So I invite you to tune in at the same time tomorrow. We're heard on this station Monday through Friday. And if at any point you miss a broadcast or want to re-listen, please feel free to go to our website, unveiledchrist.org, and they are archived there. You can listen anytime at your convenience. But as always, now I close with the invitation for you to share your prayer burdens. I personally pray for you when you write and answer your letter. No staff person does it. It's the Holy Spirit, me, myself, and I. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you and pray for you every day, my partners, as well as my radio family. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.